That was about the buyout when Bob was here.
Oh, I agree.
We're emergency at 137, sir.
Oh, what was that?
137.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you have for salary totals?
We made three notes. The salary expense was as listed, 29840.
Great. Office expense?
We had a discussion there regarding salaries, which we will chat about.
We did an executive last night.
In there are three lines that we have potentially changed. If you turn over to the second sheet, 137.50.040.
Yes.
We put $5,000 in that fund.
Okay.
Changed the lettering on it. It is the HSRRS grant.
And that's why we added that revenue stream. On the revenue side of it.
Yes.
Gotcha. Make a highlight of that. Okay.
137.50-033.
Yes.
We subtracted out that $50,000.
Took it out completely.
There will be no expenditures there. It's done.
Okay.
We drew a line through 137.30003 second part for now. That's $10,000.
Which one is that? You killed that?
No, I said for now.
I had 15 there. It's zero.
Mm-hmm. For now, until we make a decision. I want all three of us there. Now we are, there is a problem here. Not a problem. There's an issue. 50% of salaries and approved expenses within this budget come back to the county.
Right.
They thought that 20% of her salary was being paid out of another fund.
Right.
But it's not.
So is the individual not getting the salary?
No, individual is being paid, but it's all coming out of this fund.
Oh. We need to address that.
Because I believe that they're only applying for the 4/5 instead of the 5/5, the whole salary for reimbursement.
Okay, we'll address that in 1 second. Let me ask you a question.
Yes,
what's your total expense for that whole? I show 39,390. Give me your subtotals again. 29,840 for salary, 1,050 for office expense, 2,300 for equipment expense, 700 for training and mileage, 5,500 for other expense. Total comes up to 39,390. Is that right? That's what I get.
It would be. I left the 10 in.
Well, I'd rather
even
you leave.
Even though we discussed about taking it out.
I'd rather you put it back in.
Agreed with all those here.
To take it out?
To make budget. But I've left it in.
So
now I need your input there, sir.
Well, I want it, obviously.
You shouldn't, for the time being. We leave that there?
Yeah. I'd rather put 10,000 back in.
So wouldn't your new total be 49,390?
Yes, it would. Okay. Yeah, I'm a big advocate of that.
I know
that. I know you know that. I know you know that I know that you know. That I'm.
But do you concur?
I concur. So, for those scoring at home, that's a reduction of 71% out of that budget. So,
let's move.
Our total.
The other?
We were going to look. That was. We were going to look at the coroner's budget, which is 121.
I'm being real quiet about this because I'm not trying to call employee's name, but if in fact we put that person there, my question was, do we lose the 50% funding on that portion of the salary?
We should have 50% of the 4/5 is what we should have.
Well, right. We're paying the whole thing out of here.
Right.
I think we should have 50% of the 100, but...
Well, I mean...
But if that's acceptable, let's do it that way, and let's play it out of corner.
Well, I think we should pay that. I have it in the 121 budget. I put that 1/5 in there.
Let me go there. I think I made that note.
You said Mayan? Like Aztec Mayan?
I want to talk about someone specifically. I hate to just make me.
Well, can we. Is it about this department? Let's just.
That's all right.
Let's continue.
I'll bring it back. I did not make that change. Look, I'm in the wrong one. I did. I added 42.
Mm-hmm. So I have a new subtotal of. Total salary expense of $22,280.
In your total?
The overall total is $40,630.
Not what I have.
I have...
Did we decrease some areas? Or?
I show that I didn't cut anything out. I show an 8% decrease in the overall budget, even with that increase. What do you have for the subtotal of total office expenses?
21,350.
I have 16,350.
That's a huge difference.
So the autopsies, I have it 15,000. I bet you have it 20,000.
That's correct.
They hadn't spent that much, so we put it back to 15. At least I have it. I don't have a change in it. It just says 15.
Mine says 20.
Okay, is that 16,350 for that subtotal? 600 for the next subtotal?
Yes.
1,300 for the next subtotal.
Don't have that.
What do you have?
2,500. You want to go through the individual lines?
Yeah, I have 500 for mileage, 800 for training.
I have mileage 1,100, training 800.
I have mileage at 500. I have zero. I saw zero being used so far.
Which I find odd, because in 2009 it was 1,400, 2010 it was 1,186, and we approved 1,100 in the budget. There's Ray.
He went over it? Okay.
Why?
He came in late then. He may have held it up. Okay. They kind of held it. So 1,100. Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Back to 1,100. 800. What do you have next?
500 and 100.
Sure. I don't have that, but it's all right.
And then the coroner bond, 100.
Okay.
Total other expense, that makes that 100.
Okay, so now it's 41,830, and that's still a 5.2% decrease is what we asked, even with that salary increase. Are you satisfied?
What's your, 16, 20, 22, 280? Is that your salary expense?
22,280, yes.
your amount is, sir, 41,830?
I concur.
Well, good.
Okay. So that concludes this piece of paper.
Well,
except for one department we haven't agreed to yet. HR.
Okay.
And we may want to hold off that discussion until Danny's here.
Okay.
So let's, if you don't mind, let's go to the revenues and just double check revenues one more time compared to where we are this year. Just making sure we haven't missed anything.
All right.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to read you. You're going to read me in order, and I'm going to tell you where we are year to date.
You want me to give it to you by number or by?
This line item. The replaced fuel.
So class 3 surtax?
Uh huh. We're at 8,800.
We went to the 82.
2010 was 86, 2009 was 85. What do you think about that?
I think it is a subclass 3 surtax, so I don't know how that formula works out in the collector's office to deliver those funds, quite frankly. So I don't know.
I'd like to move it to 8,800.
That is currently where?
It's 8,800.
Okay. It's based upon a replacement of the old merchants and manufacturers tax. So, I mean, I'll do that because it doesn't mean much to the budget, but I honestly don't know if the figure will be up or down. But it's, I don't know how that formula would work. But I could certainly put it at 8,800.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. I think we've gone through all the airport.
I think we've gone through
all the airports quite extensively.
Lynn stole her good eraser back. I don't see any other changes through here, but I will go through them with you. Are you ready?
Before we do that, sales tax revenues.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that in general here. We're forecasting 6.5.
And prayerfully we'll come close to that.
We're going to we finish the year a little more than that. Not much, but a little bit more. So, I mean, based off what I heard yesterday, someone said we should forecast 5.5.
Right.
That's what I heard yesterday.
We forecast last year 5.974.
Right.
5.9, I think, is what we had suggested. But this year we started at 5.7. We moved up to 6.5. Quite frankly, I wish we weren't forecasting that high, but I'm willing to go that high.
Okay.
We're trying to make budget. And the problem is if the sales tax don't come in, the budgets are set. The departments have a right to spend it whether the money comes in or not.
Right.
The other is tied to that, so it also is an increase up to 1,625, correct, on the 8th cent?
Yeah. That's correct.
My first question is, do you feel that should be left in this budget or pulled out?
Wow. I lean toward the fact that it should be pulled out just because it's a separate payment. The bonds offset it. The TIFs offset it.
It's a separate sales tax.
Right, it does.
It should be budgeted as such.
I agree. We need to pull that out. Do you agree with that?
100%.
All right, so we're going to create a new tab so that we can account for the judicial bonds, the revenues and the expenses with that.
Years ago, we were told each time that we created passed a sales tax to create a fund.
Okay.
That's why we have one for that we put in general county revenue, one for road and bridge, one for sewer, they're all separate.
I mean, it won't affect the GCR. The overall number will come down, but the difference doesn't change. I mean,
well, what will happen is we'll take the revenues out and the expenditure.
Right. It's a wash. Should be a wash. Hopefully it's a wash.
FEMA zero, is that correct?
Yeah, let me. I was going to look at one specific, and that's just the PILT money. What do you show we're forecasting for PILT?
$120,000.
Okay, that's what we got.
Although that is under heavy fire.
I've been getting emails, yeah.
We've got a whole team that's working on that. And if we have to do a fly-in, there's a number of people from across the country that are going to come in for that.
Recorder fees, what do you have coming into us for next year?
We had increased that to, where'd you jump to?
8603, way at the bottom.
He was all right with 900.
I was at the wrong line. I apologize.
Sorry.
I thought it was 652. You know, reality is there's nothing else. I'm looking at all these other small ones and all right, I conclude my examination of that.
I brought a couple of other budgets if we want to go through and see where their revenues are coming from.
From other people's? Let me kind of give you some total numbers here real fast. If I may, go to our totals. You can put that back, Ron. There's nothing else there. I show that we are at 98% to where we were in 2011 overall. I wanted to make sure that my numbers were following track in your numbers.
You mean on potentially approved figures?
Yes. Based off what we've
tentatively
done, the tentative draft version here. I show the total requests now is 21,558,512.
$21,558,512?
Uh-huh. That includes everything.
We utilized what I first recorded as requests, and I took that directly from here,
mm-hmm.
although we found that some differed here or there a bit. I show a difference to this point of $3,084,020.
So that's how much we've taken out of the request?
Yes, sir.
So I'll
cannot get around. When I look at transfers that we've taken out.
Right.
And additional sales tax that we put in.
Right.
Where's the balance?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
This it kind of, because it makes a difference in how we calculate our budget. What number are we going to use for our carryover, our fund balance, our reserve? What are we going to call that?
Whatever number we put in there.
Yes, that's a good answer. What is that number? Do you have digits for that number?
Well, we have to back figure down to what that is. We subtract out what you have in all your other lines. That's how you come to a choice. And we split that between two. We call it one contingency. We set it up as contingency within the 2012 budget, primarily because we may have to front the buyout.
Right.
I don't want anybody out there to understand that we're paying for it. We're not. This is one.
It's a transaction.
It has to go through the county. So we pay, the check comes to us.
Well, let me ask the question differently. We projected we're going to start 2011 with a $9.6 million carry forward.
Tell you what would serve me well.
What would serve you well?
To come to our totals on each line, each department.
Got a good eraser over there, Chris.
What really can I? This one is not.
Thank you very much.
Let's go down. And then let's hit totals.
What do you end up?
Currently, what do you have? And then I'll run my figure on 101.
Total?
Yes.
214,794.
Don't have anything similar to that. So.
You don't?
Nope.
$214,794. So we're off a little bit there.
I'd say.
Okay.
Let's jump to county clerk. Number two. Help me.
102. I have $123,752. You concur?
I concur. $103,000.
200, 770. Good?
Yes. $104,760, $372.
Yes?
What's the decrease from the request there?
I don't know what the request for.
$1,355,200.
I just showed a 7% decrease from last year.
Almost 50%, right? And there's a decrease from last year.
I said a 7% decrease.
105.
1926,088.
Give me your total again.
1926,088.
Got 1918,168.
1918?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like your number better. Let's go to 105 real fast.
I'm there.
That's our budget. No? It's this is the fund balance.
No.
I mean, this is the fringe benefits.
At the top, the figure that we hit was 613,316.
Correct. Well, just give me the total.
I want to make sure it was right. My subtotal is 773,711.
I have 781.
Okay, let me go on. Then I've got 106,683.
Yes.
41,712.
Yes.
12,000.
Uh-huh.
773,711 is what that adds up to.
Add 7920 for a certain department's health and auto cost share.
Clever. So now we're at
781,631. Yep.
For that line.
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh, that eraser is worse, Christy. Tear me up.
You know, they've invented something since the eraser called a computer.
Yeah? How do you spell that? I'm not mistaken. That's what got us into this problem. All right, 78. That's awful being right. 31. All right. Help me with your last figures and how did you arrive at them? You got 400,916?
Yep. I still think they're high, by the way.
You got 742,041?
Yes.
You got 1,500?
Yes. 114,445,457.
You've got a subtotal of 114,457.
Well, I like it better when you say yours. Same number.
Oh, I see. Grand total?
84,480.
The same.
next. I'm sorry, I went to my totals page. 233,031,090.
Transferred in other revenues somewhere else. Therefore, we were allowed to. 233.
Oh, 3190. Next. 259, 436, 80. 12% decrease in that department.
Next.
2112.
Well, I know we have that, but that's not correct. We're not going to get below the 486496, are we?
No, that's a different department. No, we're not talking about 111.
Well, I understand, but this the judge is going to go, we're buying it, and that's all there is to it.
I have that as the request. What is the request?
486496.
Oh. Well, we're not going to get away with that. I thought that was the request.
No, what we did, without and haven't had the discussion, was lowered it back to the 2011 level.
Well, let's move it to where...
486496.
Can you give me the line item real fast of those?
I can.
There's only three, so, or two.
003 is 436496.
436496, okay.
004 is 500.
500.
That totals 486496.
No.
It doesn't?
Mm. Why is that? Oh, I know what happened. No, it will.
486496. That's it.
Make sure that total carried over.
Next.
It did.
We can surmise that we're going to save 750. That has to be approved, though, right? So.
You're talking about 111?
Yes.
I put 47,000.
Which is almost a $5,000 increase over 2011.
Or 9.94% increase. Okay, we'll put it there for now until we hear change. It's not up to really us.
Who's that up to? Don't you find like those two guys that do sports?
Yeah, the talk radio. There you go.
Mike and Mike.
59113 is the next line item.
You're just going to pass right by that, aren't you?
There's nothing to pass. There's nothing
so to we're going to sit at?
47 with that.
Next.
I show 59113.
If it's approved. All right.
7.5% increase.
All increases are. Next.
The next is.
Oh, I'm going to have to total that one.
97,597.80 cents. It's a 19% increase.
Total, do you have on the next one?
9,881,085.
I don't have that, so.
Let me go to that tab.
Through them. Did we lower the prof and other to 3 each?
Yes.
adjustment here.
Tiger 3 was announced yesterday, and nobody from Missouri won that either.
What was the line for the additional employees, and how many offices did we have in them?
Just one office, four people.
Well, there was another too, somewhere.
Not paid this way.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere. No. What's the amount on that?
$87,360.
I have 9921512.
9881085.
Let's go through them.
Okay.
Most are the same. There's only three or four lines that are going to be affected if we want to go there. So I think that'll make the
difference. Did you take out the P&Z bond? Because it's now in a separate tab.
Which line are we?
Wasn't it P&Z bond?
Yeah, but it's not here.
No, it's not there. Sorry.
I think the lines that we need to check, number one, prof services is 300 instead of 5, correct?
Yeah.
Other and litigation is 300.
Yep.
The Branson Med TIF is 125.
Mm-hmm.
Branson Hills TIF is 660,000.
Yes.
Branson Landing TIF is 500,000.
Right.
Contingency fund, there will be a difference, 2.8 million.
I mean, I put 2760573.55.
That was the number I gave you, so.
Use that number or don't use that number?
This is all until we hit, and then we're going to make the
okay.
balance out anyway.
Okay.
Put the 2.8 in.
2.8. Okay.
Fund balance 4.
Uh-huh.
That's how I come to that figure. Oh, and
we got 9920 now?
We got 992-151-200.
Okay, you're off. I'm off by $1,000 from where you just read.
I want to read straight from the top.
Yep, just go.
40.
Yep.
60.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Yep.
16.5.
Yep.
250.
Yes.
35.
Yep.
300.
Mm-hmm.
300.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Mm-hmm.
500.
Yep.
75.
Hold on. Oh, 75, yeah.
17.5.
Right.
1500.
Right.
500.
Yep.
77.52.
Mm-hmm.
125.
Mm-hmm.
40.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
660.
Yes.
500.
Yes.
8400.
Okay. Yes.
5000.
Yes.
2.8.
Yes.
20000.
Yes.
1000.
Yes.
87360.
Right.
4 million.
Right. 9920512.
I might have hit something.
Nope. Else. Take it back. You're good.
All right, 9.
So we can go back to the totals page, agree, go on.
Let me put that in here.
That's that 114. That's the catch-all expenses. That's where in the one
TIFs,
we have to, you know, when we budget like the carryover and budget the contingency and capital improvements, the TIFs, we have to budget. It's the big old monster catch-all budget. Most of it is I wouldn't say not spent. That's where it sits. You know, when someone says, where's your fund balance from the previous year, it goes to that account.
So is that your fund balance?
No. That's
it's grants, it's liability insurance, it's property insurance,
it's all TIFs. Expenses for the county as a whole.
Capital improvements, rental of postage meter, it's everything that doesn't fit somewhere else is put into that.
So it's an expense.
Those are all expenses.
Yes, Veterans Affairs.
So that's the number we look at compared to what the carryover of previous year is. That's the one you look at because you have to budget everything. So, the fund balance comes over. We start the year with X amount of dollars in the saving as our fund balance. We have to budget that as an expense also to offset. So that's why we manage it to see if it's going up or down. It's in that department.
And that's something that the bond company
says you shouldn't. No. This is how the auditors say this is fine. Yep.
Next total.
We just don't like to add things here. If it goes to a specific area, we put it in a specific. I hate to say the catch all, but it's a catch all.
Next is 141,222.
Yes.
This will be a new one for me. Let me find it. 1,794,800.
Yes.
$186,16.
Yes.
$480,09,968.
I have 476,799.
Let's look at, we also have to have that agreement in place. But salaries, 441,699,68.
Yes.
Office expense, 6. Whoop, 22,700.
Yes.
Equipment, 6.
No, 5,500.
Did you take equipment purchase out or something?
No, it's 500. 500?
And then 250, 5 and 250?
4,500, 250.
Oh. So we took 500. I didn't.
Well, that's what I went off of his numbers. I went off of the numbers with him.
Well, I've got his numbers here. Well.
This is what Jeff had said when he was with us.
So this is 5,500.
4,500.
This is
the total. Subtotal is 5,500. That line item is 4,500 for maintenance agreements.
5,500. All right, I'm there. Then the next subtotal is 1,000.
I have 200.
You have 200
total. I have 0,000.
We have 1,000 on training. Took that out?
Yes.
Where did you get your 200?
It's in the employee reimbursement mileage.
Subtotal's 200.
Yes.
Okay. Next line's 8,700.
6,700.
I got 8,700. What'd you take out?
I don't know what I took out. Expert witness fees to 0.
Which lowers that to 6,700?
Uh-huh.
And your total is?
476,799.68.
476,799.68.
Correct.
Next.
What do you got? 126,612, 126,621,40.
That's what I have.
Good. Next. 41,830.
Next total?
24,750.
I don't have that.
You don't have that?
All right, we agreed.
You had a meeting without me.
We're doing half and half?
Yep.
All right.
So total salary is 20.
Got it.
Okay.
Then we got 29?
Nope.
No. Yeah, office expense. Office supplies and telephone.
Okay, I have 1,750. What do you have?
2,900.
Where?
Office supplies, 2,000. Telephone, 900. Total of 2,900.
Okay, I only gave him $1,000 in office supplies, okay? A one-person office seems a lot for office supplies.
Well, it was us that created the budget, so if you feel 1,000 is better, I'm...
I think 1,000
I think we're
better.
Just starting that office was why I was...
Let's do 1,000.
I'm there, 1,000. That means I get the next victory. All right, 900. Total office expense then, 1,900. Move on.
No. What'd you give him for telephone then?
900.
Oh, I have 750. You want to go to 900?
Tell him I'm not taking that victory.
It's yours.
I'm going for the big one.
No, that was yours. You said the next one.
You got a lousy 250.
I know. You want it? 900?
Yeah, sure.
That's my turn's next.
All right. Dues and conferences, 2,500?
At 2,000.
Okay, there's yours. What do you got next?
Mileage.
What have you got?
Too late.
Total of 3?
Yes.
Me also.
All right, 24,900. All right.
Did we figure that in on the other side for professional services?
Or yes.
In contract?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on,
pretty sure.
On my spreadsheet, I did.
Yeah. 24,900. I have it.
Excellent.
I really think we need to take this out of the budget. I really think we need to have this.
The next one?
No, not the next one. Yes, the judicial bond payments. I don't want to have this discussion. Do you not want to?
I don't have the discussion today. I think it needs to come out.
Leave it in for now? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Leave it in for now, but let's move it.
All
let's
right, what I have move. Is 2,224,18,126.
No, I have 1,974.
Well,
I like my number better.
You're way off.
I bet you you'll come around and see my light.
You know, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. I know where we're off to.
What was the figure you had?
1,974,181. No, I'll know. Add 75,000 to that number. Tell me if that's the. Let me guess. Your number is this. Your number is 2,049,181.
No, 2,241,216.
Wow, we are way off. Okay, the bond payment 1,474,181. Mm-hmm. I have county insured at 50.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero.
No, 250.
There's the difference.
What the? Did I stutter? Yes. There's the difference.
There's no reason to have that there.
Yeah, it's there.
But there's no reason to have it there. We didn't use any this year.
No, but it is there, and if we have to transfer that in to cover it, it has to be there. If we don't, then we'll utilize it for something else.
Well, I don't...
We've had that discussion twice. It takes a majority vote to send it over there.
Right. So, I don't agree with it. What number do you want to put in there?
It's 250. That's what we put on the first day we looked at this budget.
I took it out from the very first day.
That's all right. That's quite all right.
Then 450.
Then 450.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk of where we had a disagreement earlier then. Two, 2,224,18,126.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that three times across here. I hope we don't spend a penny of that.
We're not going to.
Not if we stay in tune. I'm glad to see your confidence.
Oh, no, that's funny. That's, we should never have spent any of it before.
Really funny. Actually, it used to be 100% our expenditure. Believe me, we're headed back there.
I can assure you that pretty much no other county has that line item in their budget.
I can assure you almost every county in the state has that line item in their budget. I beg to differ with you. Almost every county except us is putting monies in there.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, 126. Let's get through this. We're almost done. What do you have for that?
Honest to say.
I know. I hear you. I do remember that reason.
All right. The figure I have here is fluctuating. We're currently at 99,184.
I'll take the number.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But we may go down by 5.
Might.
Have we received an email or anything about that?
No.
Here's another difference, correct?
$96,600?
Is that just for salaries?
Not just 90,000 of its salaries.
Okay, I've got 95.
Okay.
15, 30, and 50.
I have 30 and 60. But it could be 50 because we agreed to that. So let me change that. And then I have 30 and then under, where do you have 15? Contract?
Under contract. Utilization of grants, riders, and or.
Okay, so 15, 30, and 50? Okay.
Yes.
What's your new number, 101,600?
Well, my number there is 95.
Right.
Then the question is, do we budget the office expense, which currently we had 2,500 there? No, we had 4,150.
I have $1,000 total in there. I have it for $1,000 for telephone and $100 for postage.
Here's what I have. If we have supplies and or web expense, we may or may not.
Right.
So we need to address this. What do we...
I don't think this next year we're going to have any of that.
Well, if in fact we take all the monies for the cost of running that little shop out of our budget, we won't.
All I see is having someone need a computer... some simple office expenses, and then they pay for the phone that's on their desk. And then some training, between traveling and some training, I mean, I kept it pretty skinny. But I was trying to get a 5% cut in the overall
equipment, if that person stays where they're at, probably not, can utilize ours. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to, I got to cut a 5% in there, sir.
Well, no, I'm considering we had budgeted $105.50, I'm sure we're going to do that.
I'd rather, let's do it this way. I put a total of...
Oh, not with 95 at the top. You're right. Okay, right. So...
I would like to cut the... Let's do the other ones first. Office expense, I put 100 for postage and 1,000 for telephone, a total of 1,100 there.
Okay.
I took equipment purchases.
I can do that.
Okay, I took equipment expenses to zero.
Okay.
Then I've got professional services for 2,000.
I've got 500. Okay.
And then I've got
2,000.
And I kind of, my thought was that's part of dues. I mean, we could break it up however you want to do it. The person's going to have to get some sort of.
Let's do 750, 750.
Okay. So 1,500 total in that subcategory, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We've got to reach, that's a 90, we need to cut 2.5% out
there. We can do that. Just give me a second here. So we're at. What total? 97.6?
Yeah, if we just go to 10,000 with the contract management.
97.6 or any increment there, yeah. 12,000?
If we go to 12,000.
We're okay.
That puts us a 5% cut. 12,000. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
That lowers that 3, so we're at 92 on the top.
Yes.
All right.
96,100 with the overall subtotal. The total is. Yes? 96,100. Oh,
my God. I get something different.
Yes, you do. I typed over something.
Your subtotals are 92,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
1,100.
Yes.
And 750.
Did you put, I put 750 in dues and conferences and 750.
750 and 750.
Yes. So 1,500.
So you get 94 safes?
Yes.
I'm on.
Okay. Okay. We have 8 more to go, and we can see where we sit and take be done for the day. What do you show?
177.6.
175,100. All right, we'll go to 128.
What do you show on salary? 165?
Yes.
And then you show 1,200?
Yes.
6,950? I don't mean 1,200. 6,950 is the next subtotal.
No, I have 4,450.
All right, you're taking something out then.
I took.
Because we had 3,250, 2,512.
I took that 2,500 out because we don't have that. We don't have that expense anymore because we outsource our legal. That was a subscription that we don't have to do anymore. Because they pay for it part of their.
Is that the only difference we have? So your subtotal there is 4,450?
Yep. Do you have 1,650 the next subtotal?
I do.
Okay, yeah, so.
And then 4?
I've got 1,500 for dues and conferences, 2,500 for mileage. So a new subtotal of 4,000 there. And so the total I have is 175,100.
What dues and conferences and mileage are we going to have in this office?
We part of the contract, we pay mileage if we have to send them somewhere.
The contract's not in here.
That's true, it's not. We can make that zero. I'm sorry. I had that, we were going to add that for some reason. There was a note that I made.
I'm all right. I'm not. I'm just asking what it would be for.
You're right, it won't be in there. There's absolutely nothing in there.
Might we send somebody else? I wouldn't object to that either. I'm just
asking. Well,
that's
possible. I mean, if we have to send our person up here to go somewhere else, mm-hmm. You just want to leave it there?
I'm okay with it. I was just questioning what it was for.
Yeah. So I had 4,000 in those areas total.
Okay.
So I got a new total of 175,100.
Which is a huge decrease. Okay.
Right.
Following, I know we have a disagreement here.
Where are you at right now?
I'm dropping over to, I think, 29. Yes.
What's your total?
142.5.
Oh my, we're way up.
You're higher.
Much lower.
Did you put the mail clerk in here?
Yes.
I didn't.
I put the director at half and half, mail clerk 100%, and...
The difference is the secondary position. I put 15 here and 15 over in the other side, R&B. 2,500 on legal research. I think every other line item we matched. We had this discussion too. Drug screening, 3 we added.
2,000 for drug screening?
3.
Okay.
That was what we took out of the other line.
We put half here and half in R&B, and our total bill is only 4. We can go to 2,000 with that drug screening.
Perfect.
Let's go to 2,000.
2,000.
Okay. Training is 2,500. Right.
What was the amount you put in for a mailroom clerk? Potentially
20,800.
Okay. The position's at the top on the assistant.
So your salary total is what?
67.50.
What's 65, 826? Right. Right. Full-time person that's already employed. You split that too, didn't you?
I didn't.
I split that one too. That's the same job. Half of that is 16,276. That whole department should be split.
I still come out. It'd be 60,026.
That's why I put the mail clerk in there.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I think I just changed it in the naming. Okay, I just funded 20,800 for that position.
16,276.
Right.
And then 2,800.
Correct.
And your total is?
At the very bottom, I have 82,006.
No, it's the of the salaries.
65,826. Oh, you left another person in there. I see. Yeah, we
half. As far as hello.
No.
15, I said, on assistant.
I thought you were going to take him out when I gave him the mail clerk.
No, I don't care about the mail clerk.
That was a proposal by the director. I should say you're taking that proposal.
We can come back to that.
We'll have to come back to that. Let's just come back to that.
28,750. Well, I want to figure to stick in 15, 16, 276, 28. Oh, and it's my turn. Indulge me for a moment. 80.
It's the whole person.
That's 88,26. That's the half person in this fund. 2,500, 92,50, 37,50, and 5. And those are your other subtotals?
I have 7.
Where do you have that at?
The last subtotal. What are your last subtotal?
Five.
I have 1,500, 1,000, 2,000, 2,500, totaling 7,000 for the...
Well, you changed one. So it's 1,500, 1,000, 25, and 25. So it's... We're going back to...
Drug screening is 2,000. Is that what your drug screening is?
No. Dues and conferences, mileage, and then you're the one that said put training.
Training at 2,500.
Right.
And drug screening at 2,000.
Using conferences, 1,500.
Yeah.
Mileage at 1,000.
Yeah.
That's 2,500.
Yes.
Training at 2,500 makes that 5.
Right. I put drug screening in there, too.
Okay, 2 added here.
Right. That's where I put the...
Right. And you'd be right. That'd be 7.
Uh-huh.
Done.
So I think all we're different is the salaries.
The half. But what is that sweet little total, Amy?
I gave him a half in the form of a mail clerk.
What was your under office expense? What's your total there?
Total office expense $9,250.
Equipment expense $3,750.
I put 0. They get nothing. What do they want?
Well, you've got
what do they need?
I don't know. This is what we agreed to the last time we sat down.
Do you, see, the problem is you met with
have
him.
Have you been sleepwalking?
You've met with him and I wasn't here. That's why I circled that one.
Actually, for your information, I don't...
Oh.
Yeah, we did not meet with that person. Did you see any notes?
This was the schedule the day I was gone.
So?
Do you not follow the schedule? Do you not follow the script?
No. You're not here. We talk to who we want.
You and Nate rolled over backs and said, what?
So what number do you want me to put in there?
What I did as soon as you weren't going to be here, I changed the entire schedule.
I'm sure you
I
did.
Said, difficult? Save them.
Yeah, exactly. Push the gym morning. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I'm going to redo this one and then I'll...
What do you want to put in?
I'll email you.
Give me a number you want in there.
I'll email you. You respond to the emails.
I used to. By the way, I at least don't have any.
By the way, what?
I don't have an email from anybody. All
right. All right, so office expenses,
$92.50. Yes.
Total equipment, you moved to zero.
Mm-hmm.
And then seven, right?
Yes.
Okay. Never be able to read this thing. So you're pleased to announce that it's 97,076?
No, we're close to that.
You're still back up to 122?
I am at 82,076 and dropping like a fly here.
Sorry, I've got the correct figure, so.
So what inflated number do you want me to use here?
Let me make sure I get everything in here for you.
I want the position that you're inflating, by the way.
97,076.
I'm going to put a big old asterisk by it, by the way.
That's okay.
97,076?
97,076.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is. Don't agree. I'm going to make a note here. Don't agree. Think this is...
Turn your computer on. It will work. Okay. P and Z.
Convince Danny to go with me.
I just met input?
He's not feeling well. I guess it's bad. Okay. I'm highlighting that. We'll go on so we can get through this. What's your next number? I don't concur.
Dan, do you concur?
Okay.
Probably, actually, I'm
listening.
Convinced to probably will concur with you on that.
Probably so. 197,502 is the next number. Please say that's the right number.
I don't even know what line it is.
130, Department 130.
I don't have that.
You don't have a Department 130?
I don't have that amount.
Check your total. You may.
I may. I don't. Did we just do this?
Yes. How can you be wrong?
I like it so much.
Oh, I know why. Like I already know why. You know why?
No.
I took the $200,000 out of the bonds and put it into a separate tab. That's why you're off that much. Salaries?
Yeah, I guess my question is, in going down through here and adding these, do we use the ones under request or clear back here under 2010 actual?
I'm sorry, we just got an email here.
Where are we at? Which issue are we on? What does it mean?
I think maybe turned.
Yeah, don't do that here.
No, I'm going to walk out and do it.
My My thinking there is addressed it, moving forward. This, no, that's just amazing. I would like to know what your amount is before I start this.
190. The salary number?
Yep.
172,502.
42?
Yes.
I've got that here.
Good.
But my question is, I wonder if on a person or two we utilized what the amount was or what the amount's predicted to be with an increase in it.
No increase. I took them out with this number. I took them out.
Okay. All right. Then the next semifinal finds me at
12,450.
12,450.
Correct.
Yes.
Next one's 5,000.
Yes.
Next one's 1,000.
Yes.
Next one is, with the changes, 6,000.
550.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Total is 197,502.
Say it again.
197,502.
Slower. Write that in.
194. Okay, good. I knew you'd
see it finally. I did. That's my turn again, right?
Yes, and that's a small number you can have.
Let's see.
I bet you you're going to concur.
Let's have it.
45,033.
No.
Seriously?
Yeah. 45,034.
All right, we'll take yours. Okay, you can have the change. I get the next one.
Oh, good. What have you got for sewer?
Goose egg.
Oh, I got $12.
So there you go. You want the next one, then. I see how you play.
IT.
400,735.
We're back to...
What?
I concur. Goose egg?
136?
Yeah, that's the one we added in place of HR that we talked about.
For where are you at? 136?
Yeah.
You have zero?
Yeah. Just continue the service.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. We're going to use last year's number, 180,895. We only have two left. Let's finish here. I want to leave in 10 minutes.
Well, I thought that would give you a jolt.
I'm thinking, I can't be off by that, mate.
49,390?
Yes.
I'm sure you want to gloss right over that, right?
I don't know what one that is.
49,390, sure you do.
All right. I know, I really don't.
That's emergency management.
Oh, okay. I just look at numbers. I didn't know that one. Last one I've got is 581,542.
I've got them.
Perfect. We're at a stopping point. Not a good stopping point, but we're there.
We need to look at small budgets we haven't done. We need to design those for next week, and we need to finish those. You need to tell me what your total is.
Wow.
So you can tell me how much we have to cut out, right?
I can show you what I've done. It's very confusing. Did you give me my pen back, or did you just take it like you normally do?
I don't have your pen.
That laughing right there. What do you have?
I don't have it. Too difficult. Oh. Your machine totals it. You can save a great deal of time.
You won't believe my number.
Of course I will.
21,864,841,74.
That's not 21,000. Okay. 20.
21,000,000.
Yep.
864.
Right.
841.74.
Too high. Right?
Is it too high? Yes.
That's what I just said.
I mean, I didn't know where 250,000 is right there. I could take out.
Yes, I know that.
See, I can help.
Where do you want to go next?
I'm done.
Can't possibly be done.
Oh, I'm done.
Wait a minute.
We good?
No.
Well, no, we're not. Are we at stopping point?
Tell me what you got on other.
Help me out on what other is.
114.
I have 9921512.
I wrote down the wrong number. 9921512. Here and take out. Okay.
With all those changes, we're back to only $100,000 less than we spent last year.
Something I'm supposed to open now?
This was what Jeff was talking about yesterday. Remember he was going to come back with some stuff for us?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll add that there.
Perfect.
You sure?
Got it. We're good.
We have just received a letter from Alicia Woody.
Who did we receive the letter from?
Alicia Woody.
Yeah, it's on the record.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to call it a day.
Go ahead. Call it.
I can give you my document, but it'd probably be too confusing for you.
Here's what I want to know. With your anticipated revenues, which are lower than... You have
21,864, 841, 74 cents. So the projected carryover is the one that skews us everything.
In the other, it had carryover. Carryover won't be in the budget.
But we
it won't be in the budget.
So you want to take it out of both the expense and the revenue side of it?
It won't be in the budget.
If it's in the budget.
That's what I'm saying. But it shouldn't be. If it's a fund balance, it's not going to be in 114.
Okay.
It's going to be at the end of the budget, and then it's going to say. It's going to be at the end of the GCR balance that's going to have a line, $4 million short of that, and it's going to have fund balance.
Well, we're not anticipating spending more than that. But don't you have to budget the fund balance?
No. Yeah, you put it in a line that says fund balance, which means it's not budgeted for 2012. It's for the beginning of 2013.
But you still have to budget that. You have to account
for
that.
You have to account for it, absolutely.
In 114?
No.
In GCR?
Yes.
Okay. Somewhere has to be accounted for.
Yes. Absolutely. 9 million. Bear with me just a second. 9,921,512. If we put back in, you believe?
2.3 million. Yes, we're short of $1.9 million.
What are the more now? The revenues are 12.
326, 318.
What'd you say?
1.9 million.
That's awfully close, Mr. Strauss.
This was all in my head. I didn't do the cheater.
So is it a little more than that, or a little less? Since it's all your...
I didn't look.
1.917.
Okay. I can...
That's darn good. That's darn good.
Yeah, so we're... There you go. $1.9 million. Well, the good thing is we agree on the numbers.
Yeah.
The bad thing are the numbers.
I can... Tentatively.
We're going to recess right here.
What?
We're going to recess. When are you going to recess?
Which one?
Are you done?
I'm saying that tentatively. No, I'm going to work on the other budgets that we haven't looked at.
Okay.
Shouldn't we do that?
We have 4 hours on Monday, too. You could always just have a good weekend.
Duh.
Motion to adjourn. Hearing no second, and I'll be here the rest of the day.
Before we adjourn, is there anything else that we need to take care of regarding this budget before I second that motion? I mean, anything that we need to handle? Is there anything?
Well, you can recess in case you want to call me. I'm going to be in the vehicle for a couple hours here driving, so if you feel better.
Well, no, I just meant if we need to take care of something now before you leave, we probably need to do that. If not, then the adjournment would be in order. I would second that motion.
Excellent.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
What's your question?